did a great job attacking us in all aspects of the game, and I thought that was the difference. It certainly set the tempo for the game this afternoon, and of course we're disappointed. We didn't feel like we played a great first half, which put us in a pretty significant hole going into halftime. And I think, although the stats look pretty even, I don't think that was the tale of today. I think they outplayed us, and they did a great job.
Talk a little bit about that first half. I mean, you weren't giving them anything in transition, but they were doing a pretty good job setting up and just finding things. I mean, what was...
Well, I mean, we turned over the ball three different times that enabled them to score goals. So it wasn't a turnover and goal, but it was a turnover on a transition play, a turnover off a dead ball whistle. It was a turnover on our offensive end. You know, just not great play on our part that led them to a possession that ended up in a goal. And, you know, I thought... I mean, you just can't do that in these type of games. The ACC games, possession is too important, and if you're going to turn over the ball without getting a good shot on cage, then it's going to be a long afternoon.
What did you see different from earlier this season when these two teams played and today?
Well, I thought we played better last time, and Maryland probably thinks they played better this time. I'm sure that... You know, I'd like to see a game where we both are playing at our best and see what would happen. I think they're a fantastic team. They've got athletes all over, and they're skilled, and they play well together. And I thought, they played with a lot of focus today, and it was apparent from the opening whistle. And, I take full credit. I don't know why my team wasn't focused, but I'm the coach, so it's my responsibility to figure that out for next time.
Coach, you played the mat four times in just over a year. How much have you wanted to say at the end of the game, yeah, we could have played better, yeah, they played much better than us, but the chances are pretty good we're going to see them before the season's over, see them again?
Oh, you think we'll see them again?
I'm asking you. Chance.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of good teams out there this year, and if you keep up with what everyone's doing, there's a lot of parity in our sport. And, you know, I think if you get ahead of yourself and think where you want to be on Memorial Day weekend, I think you're going to come up short. So I think it's really important for my team. At least I'm the director of the ship for that one, and it's really important that we get better and use this loss to improve upon and look at what went well and what needs to improve, and we'll certainly do that. Now, if that leads us to reunite with the Terps at some point this season, then so be it. You know, when you get in the tournament time, it's win and move on. So the opponents you know are going to be good, and then you know they're going to come after you because everybody wants to win.
Coach, were you happy with your team's shot selection, or you give the credit to the Maryland goalies for coming up big today?
Our shooting and our ability to shoot this year has been very good. I think our shot selection in some instances was poor and rushed. I think in other instances, Dipper made some great saves. I thought she played a really nice game today and was, you know, a big piece of their success in the second half because I thought we got some more shots off. I also thought their defense did a nice job hurrying our shots and getting into shooting lanes. My kids didn't have many places to put the ball because when they went to shoot, I felt like the Maryland defenders were all in the lane. So it limited the angle of our shooting, and it wasn't our best day, but I thought Maryland had a lot to do with it, their defense and their goalie.
Do you feel like your schedule kind of is wearing on you right now? You had Maryland, then Duke, and then Northwestern, then Duke again, then Maryland again.
Maybe. I don't know. You guys are the media, so you might know, but it's been a great stretch for us and to find out who we are and what we're all about. And we definitely are looking forward to, regrouping a little bit because the past, 2 weeks we've had to, recover from a game, prep for a game, play a game. And I think that that's a positive, too, because you get to play at a really high level, and the kids would much rather play a game than practice at some level. But, you know, it was a short week for us coming off of playing Northwestern on Sunday and turning around and playing a good Duke team and then playing Maryland again. So, and traveling twice. You know, we traveled the past 2 weekends. So no excuses. You know, it is what it is. If you want to play with the big dogs, you know, you got to show up every game. So I don't think that impacted us today. Maryland played better than we did.
Well,
one last question, Coach. It was obviously a huge win over Northwestern. Did the confidence soar a little too high after that? I mean, I know you didn't take Maryland lightly, but was confidence just a little too high after a win over Northwestern?
No. I mean, we have a tremendous amount of respect for all of our ACC opponents, including Maryland. So, I mean, there's not a game left on our schedule that we feel like we can walk in and play with one eye shut. You know, we had a lot of respect for Duke on Friday. So if we thought confidence was too high, we would have walked in that Duke game and been behind. And I thought we played really well in that game. It just, we didn't have it today, and we're going to regroup and get back at it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you guys. I liked your article. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the awesome
time. Oh, yeah. Oh.